Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And why would I give you that address? Well, because I'd like for you to go there and find Jeffrey Zabar. We have so many things that he's contributed to our show and to our website over the years. And we got, I don't know how many dozens of archives of shows that we've done in the past and articles. And you can link to his website. You can find out lots of stuff about Jeffrey Zabar, even some things he doesn't know we know about him. We have that up there, too. And but Jeffrey's here with us right now, and he can defend himself. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always great to be here.
It's good
even with all the abuse I take, it's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. You know, Jeff, I just flew in. I'm not going to do the Henny Youngman joke. I just flew in from California.
Are your arms tired?
No, I'm not going to do that. That's too easy. I'll take the hard ones.
There you go.
But I was out there for 5 days in the pure high desert air. And it almost killed me.
Yeah, I tell you what. My body just
wasn't ready for that kind of purity.
Yes.
You know, I had to come back where I could get some humidity and some kind of imperfections in the air. I don't know what's going on.
But shallow in those places because you don't want to shock your system.
That's right. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's funny, you were traveling and probably away from the office, although we all work virtually. Mm-hmm. I've been on the road a bit recently as well, and what we're finding is that more and more of us are working remotely, and some of the things that there's a lot of tools out there that can help us work exactly that way, to work remotely, work outside the office, and work with others even when we're in the office. I'm talking about some of the virtual networking and collaboration tools that are out there, things like Groove, things like GoToMeeting, some of the applications, intranets that allow you to work, collaborate, even if you're in your office or not in your office, with people who could be, you know, across town or across the country. There's a lot of great technology out there today.
So beyond having employees back at the office, which can fix a couple of things that I may or may not have messed up while I was gone, beyond that, beyond just sending an email to somebody and getting it back, beyond creating something on your laptop while you're gone and printing it out at the location that you're at and use it, beyond that kind of continuing to work, you're talking about actually, excuse me, a whole other level of being able to continue to work and even collaborate while you're doing that.
Exactly. I mean, it's this little thing we have now called the internet that truly has made anybody virtual in the way they work.
That thing.
That little thing. Remember Mr. Gore's creation? No, wait.
Yeah.
but what we find is, and what's really cool about it is not just that it exists, and certainly I jest when I say that, but not just that it's there, but the minds that are behind it that are taking its ability and its capabilities to the next level. So the fact that I can access my computer, I can use a product like GoToMyPC and access my computer almost like a virtual private network, mm-hmm, from any other web-enabled computer anywhere in the world. The fact that I can collaborate with you and show you documents from my computer and push them to your computer so you can see things that I'm working on, again, so that we can collaborate. And this can be just Jim and Jeff, or this can be many people who log on and, as they say, that at GoToMeeting, you know, sort of have an all-you-can-meet application with, mm-hmm, as many people as you need. And it truly changes the way we work. And what I'm finding with the small business owners that I work with and talk to, many of them are not as up to date. Not to say they're not computer savvy, but there are so many changes out there, so many things going on, that it's impossible.
Hey, you know what, Jeff?
Up-to-date.
You know what, Jeff?
What's that?
You know how much we leverage technology around here.
There you go.
I'm not up to date. There's stuff going on out there. I mean, I talk to cool guys like you and Alan Friedman, who's going to be on. He's one of our tech experts in the next half hour. I talk to you guys all the time, and I still can't keep up.
Right.
And
right.
But you know, this is such an important thing, what you were just talking about the internet and about the new capability. You know, in the 90s, Jeff, the internet and some of the applications that we found there in those days, it was almost like going to the fair, wasn't it? I mean, it was a new toy. It was playing. We were so excited about it. And who knew, you know, in those days, a lot of people would were saying, you know, who knew who knows what this is going to become? Well, the sizzle is still there, but it's not about you know, it's not about cotton candy anymore. There's real steak, there's real protein now behind that sizzle in the way that we use it. The internet is no longer this exciting new toy. It's an incredible workhorse, isn't it?
It's a workhorse, and it is the tool. And I would hazard to guess that there are, you know, hundreds of thousands, you know, millions of people. There are 78 million people who qualify as road warriors, people who do some of their work from the road, who can get it almost all done from a Kinko's location, what they call now FedEx Kinko's, where you go in and for 20 cents a minute log on to an internet-enabled terminal with a T3 line, and you're able to access your computer from anywhere. When I'm on the road, many times I don't carry a laptop because I know the hotel's going to have a executive center or a business center for me, or that there'll be a...
I don't go to lunch without my laptop, Jeff.
Well, I don't go anywhere without my PDA, but the laptop is something that, you know, computers, even though they're getting smaller and lighter and easier to use, and the battery life is long, and they have built-in Wi-Fi, so you can log on from anywhere. It's almost becoming, you know, my email is what's most important. So if you have your PDA, you can do that, like your BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. You can log on from anywhere. You can run the business from anywhere nowadays, which is an absolutely amazing concept.
Well, that allows me to do what I do,
to go
somewhere. I mean, this month we've got three trips this month, which is very unusual in a month.
Right.
But our business continues right on. Of course, we have folks back that we leave behind. But basically, you know, there are things that I have to do that nobody else can do.
Right.
And I virtually basically I'm going to say I am 99.5% effective on the road as I would be if I were in the office.
Right. I think part of it is the mindset. You have to feel effective. I know that when I travel, I don't necessarily feel as comfortable on the road working from an internet terminal as I do at my own desktop, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you got to get over that. And once you're seated and you're doing your thing, you feel more comfortable.
Jeffrey, that's what the laptop's for. I got to talk to you about that.
Stand by.
We're going to be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Home Office Know-How and Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting. The list goes on. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. I like those guys. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who is, in fact, the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, give us your website. What could it be?
It would be that word, or that phrase, with a www and a .com on the end, www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
You'll find all sorts of stuff. I have articles, I have tips, I have... what I like most is two things about my site. One is the resources page, where despite my better judgment, I put Small Business Advocate on there as well, along with scores of other resources that can help people learn more about working from home, running a small business, teleworking.
Yeah.
But also what I like about my site, which I was able to something I was able to profess again this week to someone else, is there is not a single stitch of paid advertising on my site or anything in there that sways what you're going to get. So even recently somebody wanted to put some content on my site and then reciprocate and put it on a paid resource area on their site. I said, if I'm not charging for it, you're not charging for it. So
right.
As long as it's up for free, do what you want, which is how and a savvy internet marketer will realize, and you don't have to be an internet marketer, but a savvy marketer will realize that by my giving, you know, Jim Blassingame articles to run and letting him use my name on his site, when people Google small business, when people Google home office, his site may come up as frequently, if not more frequently, than mm-hmm. mine or other sites that I've partnered with and shared mm-hmm. content with. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great reason
that's
to get
the key.
A little off topic, but it's a great reason to share content with others and let people use your name on their site and use what you do, because the more places you have your name out there on the internet, the more likely people are able to link back to you from either visiting or just Googling.
But Jeffrey, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. What we were talking about earlier, I also know that you have quite a bit of control over the content of your website, that you can alter from wherever, you can update and maintain from wherever you are, just as we do of our site.
Right.
And that goes back to what we were talking about earlier about being able to work from remote locations to update our business. We don't have to be in our offices. But one of the main things I want to make sure we get this term out here, Jeff, and that's application service providers, ASPs.
Right.
Those guys you mentioned, several of those the meeting website and
right.
some of the others. I want you to mention those again. Let's remind people how they can find some of those folks. Let me say this: I'm not recommending any of these people. I'm telling you, and I think Jeff will agree. We're telling you, here's a place to start. Go there
right.
and look around, see what they have, and then go find a competitor and then decide.
Right. I also I tell people, Google it. If there's something you want to learn more about. I mean, Google is next to godliness. My 10-year-old son reminded me of that yesterday. He said, "Dad, you know what? Google is next to godliness." Maybe he was looking in the book.
I think things are getting out of hand there at your house, Jeff.
I tell you what, exactly. We're a bit nuts. Yeah, there's a number of them. Groove Networks, which is groove.net. You can go to my PC or go to meeting.com.
Tell me about the go to my PC thing.
Go to my PC is what we were speaking of a few moments ago, where I can be at any, as long as I have an account. You have to set up an account, and it's a monthly mm-hmm. subscription, and as long as my computer at my office is left on and connected
right.
to the internet, I can go to any internet-enabled computer anywhere in the world, log on to gotomypc.com, or type in gotomypc.com, then log on to the service. It'll automatically link me back to my computer.
It basically allows you to hack into your own computer.
It allows you to hack in a secure way into your own computer. But what's cool is you're not just going into your C drive or whatever drive you have and grabbing information. If, for example, I need to do some work on an application, you know, if I'm using PageMaker or Quark and I need to work on a document or a file, I can launch the application. I can use the application remotely. I can do anything from that computer that I can do on my computer. And what you're doing is really ghosting, because what you see, I demoed it like a year and a half ago. And so I went into one computer in one part of the house, logged on and did some tweaking, came back into my office, and the screen was different than what I left
wow.
it as when I left the office. So
mm-hmm.
if you were sitting here with no hands on the computer and somebody was in the computer via GoToMyPC, you'd see your screen changing and other screens coming
yeah.
up and words being typed. And I mean, so you're not just grabbing files. You can change them
mm-hmm.
in your computer, which is really cool. And if people want to learn more about any of these things, I have them all on my those are on my tips page.
Okay.
If they go to chiefhomeofficer.com and then go to tips, there's one clutch of tips called Go Virtual. There's another one called Setting Up a Virtual Office.
Well, here's the main thing, Jeffrey, is if you can imagine something that you need, there's an excellent chance that somebody's created an application for that.
I mean,
and that's what you were talking about first,
exactly.
in the very beginning, is we can't keep up with it. So, I mean, how much is this Christmas morning in the world to be able to say, you know, let me give you my list, Santa.
Right. And you don't even realize it. This week, Google announced that they launched a new application that you can Google your own hard drive. Imagine that. I want to Google my hard drive, do a search of my hard drive, and see every place that Jim Blassingame, for example, pops up in my hard drive.
Right.
Or anything that
wow.
I've ever written. It's better than running, you know, Windows Explorer.
Jeffrey, we've got to wrap it up. This has been fun. Folks, it's an exciting time. Thank you, Jeffrey, for helping us, to remind us of that, I should say. And we'll see you next time.
It's been wonderful, Jim. Thank you so much.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Jeffrey Zabar. He'll be back in a little bit. Quick break. Right after these messages, we got Alan Friedman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's ZZ Top to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.